Now, this week of unleavened bread has gone by so fast. It seems like yesterday we were cleaning, getting ready, and then the day came that I went to go buy matzos. Oh yes, that beloved, wonderful flatbread. I know how we all love matzos, or whatever type of unleavened cracker you are eating throughout these days. I know that we love them so much that I was thinking that we should continue eating them as this week of unleavened bread is drawing to a close this evening. How about 1 week? How about 2 weeks? Could we do it? A couple people are shaking their head yes. Personally, I don't think I could do without bread or leavened products. For what about 40 years? You know, the children of Israel wandered around the desert for 40 years and were fed by God with manna. And I can't say for certain whether this manna was unleavened, but personally I assume that it was because of the time that it takes for things to rise naturally and the fact that they had to gather this manna every single day. But either way, it was a reoccurring source of food that God miraculously gave to the children of Israel during their many years of wandering. According to King David, it was the corn of heaven. Psalm 78 and verse 24 says, "And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven." So if you will, turn to Exodus 16. We'll begin in verse 1. And we will pick up the story of when this manna first came into existence. Exodus 16 and verse 1. "And they journeyed from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai. And on the 15th day of the second month after they departed from the land of Egypt. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, 'Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.'" Verse 4, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day when they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.'" Verse 6, "And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, 'At evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt,'" as if they hadn't had enough miracles already. And verse 7, "And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us?" Let's see here. And then in verse 14, "And when the layer of dew lifted there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground." Numbers 11, 7 and 8 tells us that the manna was like coriander seed and its color was of bedlam, and that people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones or beat it in the mortar, cooked it in pans and made cakes out of it. And that the taste was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. Sounds like it tasted pretty good. Verse 15 of Exodus 16. "So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is a thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need. one omer for each person, according to number of persons, let every man take of those who are in his tent. Then the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. And every man had gathered according to each one's need. Verse 19, and Moses said, let no one leave it, any of it till morning. Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses. Go figure. But some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. And so they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted, disappeared. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today and boil what you will boil and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning. So they laid it up till morning, and as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day of the Sabbath there will be none. And it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it. They found none. And the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Then if you skip down to verse 33, it says, and Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer of manna in it and lay it up for you before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And so the children of Israel ate manna for 40 years, until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. Mr. Harris read this morning the scripture in Joshua where it talked about them coming to the land of Canaan, and this manna stopped when they reached that land. It's interesting to note that the reason God started giving the children of Israel the manna in the first place was because of the people's unbelief and their complaining. We also note that in here was a Sabbath test. They were to gather twice as much on Friday to leave enough left over for Saturday. So this bread was miraculous on so many levels. And when the people first saw it, they had no idea what to call it. We also read that Aaron was to take some and put it in the Ark of the Covenant. You can see this in Hebrews 9 and verse 4, which says, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. So what is the point of all this? Why am I talking about manna? Well, we have gone a week without eating things with leavening, of course, picturing trying to live a sinless life. And hopefully during this week, we have spent time thinking, studying, and reading about how to better get sin out of our lives. If you turn to 1 Corinthians 10, in verse 1. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 1. Paul here speaks about the children of Israel. He says, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them God was not well pleased, or their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things have become our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. These Israelites in type were to be a holy people to God, but they failed to do so without the Holy Spirit. And it says they ate spiritual food. It also says that they were our examples and that we should learn from their mistakes. Turn to Psalm 78. Psalm 78 and verse 17 says, "But they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness, and they tested God in their heart by asking for food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God and said, 'Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people?' Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he had commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. And he rained down manna on them to eat, and gave them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food, and he sent them food to the full." So we see that even though that they complained and murmured and were not trusting in the Lord, that God still took care of them. So what can we take away from this? That we who took the Passover understand the significance of the symbols of that time, and then also during this week of unleavened bread. Now, the past week of eating unleavened bread and avoiding leaven has been instituted for a very good reason. It's easy to get caught up in life, to maybe start complaining about things that we don't have, to maybe let sin start to creep back into our lives. But we are told to remember the Israelites. John 6 and verse 26. John 6, 26. "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.' And they said to him, 'What shall we do that we may work the works of God?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent.' Therefore they said to him, 'What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, and as it was written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Oh, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.' Then they said to him, 'Lord, give us this bread always.' And Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.'" Mr. Harris read the rest of verses 44 through 58, so I won't go through those. But these are powerful words. To live as a Christian, constantly working on removing sin, constantly eating of the Word of God that we may have life. Now, if we are consistent in this, we are told that we will be given some manna to eat. Revelations 2, verse 17. Revelations 2, verse 17 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat." This constant warning throughout the Bible. He who has an ear, remember the children of Israel. So we have to see that it's important to constantly keep in mind the words of God. They are written for our express benefit. Now, the days of unleavened bread were given to us to help us keep in mind certain aspects of the laws of God. If you will, turn to Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 1 says, "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way through these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And so he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." They were to keep being obedient so that they could inherit a great physical blessing when they took over the land. It says in verse 8, "A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive oil and honey, a land in which you shall eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you." They did receive this great physical blessing, but how much more incredible shall our blessing be if we remain faithful?